The dreadmill was dreadful.
Yeah. The only thing that gets me through is my playlist I just made. It's called Not Me, You. It's got a lot of new alterna-rock songs on it. Yeah, check it out. Like, people don't really get to listen to the radio these days as much, and I think Spotify is pretty freaking awesome. You can, you know, just subscribe to my Spotify's, and you'll be updated on the latest musics. I don't know. Like, I hate the treadmill. I have to zone out. There's too much stuff going on, people coming in and out of this gym where I live. And I don't know. I put blinders. I just do blindfolding. And, you know, I have my earbuds in. I just don't need any kind of human communication of any kind when I'm trying to focus on the treadmill. And because the idea is to just zone out and kind of exercise, right? It's hard. So my mind is always churning, as you can tell. Somebody mentioned that my throat was scratchy. Because what happens is I drink coffee in the morning. And when you try to talk and drink coffee, sometimes my throat dries out. And then I get all little gaggy. So maybe that was it. I don't know. But I'm a voiceover guy, so I got to take care of my voice, my money maker. So I don't know. So I'm trying this whole audio message Monday, and it's weird because a lot of you will respond to the dumbest things I say or post on Twitter and Facebook, but I'll post a link and I see no reaction, and I'm like, well, maybe people just don't get that you click on it. People can't be that stupid, can they? Did I just call people stupid? That was mean. That was rude. I apologize. You're not stupid. You're listening to this now. What I mean is, it just seems strange because, I mean, if people say, well, we miss your voice. We can't hear you on the radio. Okay, well, I'm here every day, and you can listen to my podcast. But when I post a link, it's like, duh, I don't know what that is. That's what I assume must be the case because there's, I don't know, how many fans do we have now? Like 4,500 on Facebook, close to 2,000 on Twitter. And if you say you miss me on your radio and wish you could hear something, a morsel, a nugget, I'm right here every day. I guess the difference is people get so used to just turning on a radio and having to do nothing, and clicking a link is too much effort. Well, I say to you, it's 2012. You need to evolve to change, all right? Radio is slowly dying a death beyond. Most stations are a cookie-cutter jukebox at best. And the internet is where personality is going to live. And everybody has a voice, but some of us might be able to do it a little bit above average. So, I mean, I don't know. It just seems kind of strange that there are so many that don't feel that they are able to adapt. I mean, most people at least have a Droid by now. If you still have a flip phone and you're one of those who say, I don't care about technology, well, then don't complain that your radio is gone either, because everyone from radio is on the internet now, and it's just your own ignorance that's helping you miss out on it. I didn't mean to launch in some soapbox thing. This is an audio message that just went awry. But you know what? I'm posting it anyway, because that's how buck wild and raw and above average I am. Oh, my God. What was that? Oh, it's still on.